Mitch Langberg, partner at the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm in Los Angeles, constitutional genius. Mr. Langberg, how are you?
Good. Missed you last week. Nice to be back.
Yes, absolutely. Our Tuesdays with Mitch segment. I know our audience was freaking out. Everybody was emotional. You weren't able to join. But it's good to have you back on a Tuesday.
Thank you.
By the way, you watching all the Supreme Court stuff? You know, I know you're a constitutional guy with Obamacare. What are you thinking? You think which way do you think it's going to lean?
I don't know. It's very hard. There's three justices that clearly think badly of the law. There's four of them that clearly support it. And there's two of them.
Was it Kennedy?
Kennedy, and now my brain is freezing on me that you can't even tell. They're asking questions all over the place. It's interesting to listen. All your listeners can actually hear the Supreme Court arguments by going to the Supreme Court's website.
By the way, are they ever going to get video of that? Because I think that would just be very cool, and it would make people be excited about the legal profession. What do you think?
I don't know. You know, it's only in modern times, and I mean probably the last 10 years or so, that they released tapes publicly contemporaneous with the oral arguments. For years, they recorded stuff. They didn't release them until in the 1990s for the first time.
Okay. But now they do it the day of. Like, the Obamacare stuff just flies right on to all the news media sites?
As soon as they finish the oral arguments. Interesting story out of the Supreme Court today. Lawyer who was tweeting from within the Supreme Court about what was going on, and he was made to stop.
Oh, is that a First Amendment right?
Well, we've talked about these things called time, place, and manner restrictions, and here's one of the places where it's imposed. And so he can go outside and tweet. He can tweet after, but he can't tweet during the proceedings.
Ah, okay. Maybe just like you can't smoke indoors, you can pass a law against that. The same thing with tweeting.
Well, not quite a First Amendment issue with smoking, but same idea.
Okay. That's why I'm not a lawyer, Mitch. My parallels don't make any sense. That's why I think I was so bad at the logic game section on LSAT. My analogies are a disaster.
But they're entertaining.
Okay. Well, that's the key. I guess I found the right profession. All right. Now, Mitch, I want to talk Trayvon Martin. You know, this is the 17-year-old kid that was shot down in Sanford, Florida. There are a couple angles to this, legal angles that I wanted to cover. His family has requested trademark protections for the phrases "I am Trayvon" and "Justice for Trayvon," covering DVDs and digital materials. Why would they need these protections? I guess trying to make some financial gain or to prevent other people from making financial gain? What do you see behind these trademark applications?
Well, it's about money, clearly. It's one of the two. Either they don't want other people from benefiting financially from this tragedy, or they intend to benefit from it. And the way that we'll know is whether there's a slew of shirts with this slogan on it. If there is, then clearly they are capitalizing on the events.
Okay. Are you against hoodies, by the way, Mitch?
I am against hoodies on fat, tall people like me. But other than that, no.
Okay. Very good. All right. Now, I want to also talk about Spike Lee regarding Trayvon Martin. Because, you know, once something becomes a big media issue, every celebrity's got to become difficult and get involved. Now, Spike Lee has 200,000 followers. I don't know what Spike Lee could say that's so interesting. I mean, he hasn't made a good movie for over a decade. But nonetheless, he wanted to inflame the situation down in Florida, so he tweeted the address of George Zimmerman out to his 200,000 followers. I guess this could be construed as a vigilante justice. Here's his address. Go get him. The problem is the address he tweeted out was of some poor woman located close to Zimmerman, but it was the wrong address. Does she have a lawsuit against Spike Lee if people start turning up at her house?
I don't think so. I was running down the possibilities. You know, there's no negligence claim because he doesn't owe any duty to her. I don't think that there's any kind of infliction of emotional distress claim because it was an accident. So his behavior was not extreme and outrageous. I'm sure that there is going to be a lawyer out there who likes to go for the interesting cases that will come up with some cause of action that we'll be talking about later, but it's not anything I would take a case for.
Interesting. Such disdain for the legal profession. Where does that come from, Mitch?
Working with lots of lawyers.
Very good. Now, speaking of which, I think you'll get a kick out of this next case. A Texas model injured by a plane propeller. People remember this Lauren Scruggs back months ago. She's a 23-year-old model. Gets out of a propeller airplane. She was looking at Christmas lights in a small town in Texas, flying around. She gets out of the plane after they land and walks into the propeller after being warned by the pilot. One could argue that she's not Albert Einstein. Now, she is sad. She did get injured.